Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do another segment of Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about what your next step might be. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to acknowledge all of you and to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to share with me here on the show. I am so honored and grateful that you do that. You know, I always say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you want to make a difference in the world. Leave your mark and share with people. And, you know, perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us here in the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. You know, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you always feel your time was well spent. And I've always put links to connect with me, either on my website or on Facebook, on the show page below. And I usually have some extra links there as well for things that I'm talking about on the show, and always have a free gift for you. So make sure that you check those things out. If you want to be able to listen to this show on a variety of directories, probably the easiest place to go is to my website at bonniegressel.com. And there I have a show page with all of the icons to the other directories where you can find the show. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now let's get into our juicy topic for today. We're going to talk about taking action. You know, it's the number one thing, I think, that holds entrepreneurs back from the success that they deserve is taking action. I mean, we spend all this time planning and manifesting and working on a logo and the perfect website and a business plan and all the bells and whistles that are dangled in front of us as new entrepreneurs, but we don't take action. And we all know that taking imperfect action is better than no action at all. Now, all those things are good and part of your plan and your strategy. I mean, I think it's important to have that, to plan and to have a strategy. And I totally believe in manifestation. However, there has to be action as part of that. So the part of every good strategy is to have that action steps. All the things that you need to actually do, planned, deliberate action, and it should have time frames. So action has to be a part of it or nothing happens. You can't just wish something to come into being. I mean, that would be great if you could, but you can't. You have to take action. So if this is an issue for you, as it is for many entrepreneurs, so if it is, don't feel bad because you are not alone, for sure. There's things that keep us stuck, right? So what keeps you stuck? I mean, is it fear of something, perfectionism, confidence or the lack of confidence, excuses of not enough time or not enough money or not enough knowledge, or fear of the unknown, fear of failure or success? And the list goes on and on and on. Now, I think, and this is, maybe it's a Bonnieism, I don't know if I'm sure there's probably research out there, I just didn't look it up before we got on the show today, but I think that fear is the root of most things that keep us stuck. You know, Susan Jeffers wrote a book, and I love this title, it's just awesome, it's Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And she also has a quote out there that says the only way to get rid of fear is of something or doing something is to go out and do it. And that is so true. And, you know, I think about the Nike company. I mean, they had it right when they trademarked the slogan, just do it. And really, the just do it slogan can be applied to everything in life. It's not just about sports, obviously. It's about everything in life. You have to just go out there and do it. But you don't have to do it alone. You know, there's help out there. You don't have to look very far, right? In fact, you may be on tons of email lists of people who can help you, right? Sometimes it's hard to weed through the masses of invitations and information out there. There's so much. That's why it's important, I think, to have a strategy, because then you don't need to you know, jump on every shiny new object, right? You have a strategy and a focus, and that helps making those decisions a little bit easier. And it's okay to get help. I mean, we don't have to do this by ourselves. Sometimes people think, well, if I ask for help, then it's a sign of weakness. Well, how I look at it is, if you're asking for help, it's a sign of strength. I mean, to learn from others' successes and failures, to learn from their journey. You know, we're all here on this planet together, and we're all here to help one another. So there's somebody out there, probably several people out there, many people out there, who can help you with whatever it is that you need. So it certainly isn't a sign of weakness, because when you think about it, how would you feel if you were on the other side? Say someone needed your help and didn't ask you, yet you knew that you could really help them. And some of you who are listening to the show today may be, you know, coaches and, you know, business coaches, life coaches, whatever, you know, type of service you provide, you can probably see that there are people out there that you talk to them and you, oh my gosh, you know that you could help them get to their end result, get to their outcome, their transformation, whatever that is for them, so much faster than if they do it by themselves. But yet maybe they don't ask or don't take you up in your offer if you had a discovery call with them or whatever, but it's okay. Now, sometimes it's a matter of, well, I can't afford the help or whatever. But how I look at it is, what is the price tag really on the success of your business? So if your business is really important to you, if meeting this goal, whatever your goal is, you know, so many new clients or selling a certain amount of something or making this amount of money or whatever it is, if that is important enough to you, you'll do it. You'll do what it takes. It's not really, I mean, there's always a way to figure it out, right? There's some quotes that I wanted to share with you today because I think these are really cool. And Peter Marshall said, "Small deeds done are better than great deeds planned and therefore never done," right? I think that's a really good lesson for all of us, that baby steps are so important. We're going to talk a little bit more about baby steps in a moment. And Pablo Picasso said that action is the foundational key to all success, which is so true. You have to take action. And then Zig Ziglar, I love Zig Ziglar quotes. He says, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great." And I think that is perfect. So what one little step can you take to start? What one little step can you take to get rid of that fear of doing something, like Susan Jeffers was talking about in her book? What's the one little step that you can take right now to move your business forward? Remember, and I know I say this all the time, I probably sound like a broken record, but it takes a lot of little baby steps to get to any goal. And then, you know, if you take all those little baby steps one at a time, just one foot in front of the other, all of a sudden, you're going to notice that those baby steps become giant steps. They transform magically. I don't know how it happens, but it does. And you get to your goal faster. So whatever your goal is in your business, you know, if your business is important to you, and maybe it's not, maybe it's a hobby, or maybe you don't really, you know, it's great if it works, and if it doesn't, I've got a backup plan. And that's fine. I mean, you're on your journey, and it's your choice, totally. But if your business is really important to you to really make a difference and to really succeed in whatever success means to you, then you got to take action. I'm sorry, but you just have to. You have to take action, because nothing's going to happen otherwise. One of the things that I put on the show page, and in case you're interested in knowing more about this, is I have an academy that's called the Expand Your Reach Academy. And I created this academy to sort of fill in the gaps of all the multitude of training I had taken over the years, which that was all very good. But there are, you know, there are pieces that you take from each thing, and there are always holes left, I found at least, that I needed to fill. I still needed to know how to do this thing, or I needed to think about this in a certain way. And after talking to so many other entrepreneurs who are out there, I found that I was not alone. I wasn't the only one. There were a lot of people having this experience. And so that's really why I created the Academy, to sort of fill in those gaps. So if you want to learn more, I put the link on the show page kind of near the bottom. So you can check it out if you want to learn more, and certainly connect with me if you have questions or whatever. But I wanted to put that out there for you to a couple of reasons. One is just in case you wanted the information, but the other reason is really to let you know that you are not alone. If you're feeling that way, know that you're not alone. That's kind of part of the journey. It's part of the journey of being a holistic entrepreneur, and or really any entrepreneur, or you have any business. But we're all here to help one another. And what I've found in any class that I've taken or academy that I've been in the past, because I've been in a few, I gain as much value from the other participants, the other students, as I do from the person who's, you know, hosting it. So there's so much value. You know that you don't have to be alone, that it's such a lonely place. I mean, entrepreneurship can feel like a lonely place sometimes, but it doesn't have to. Again, it's a choice, right? Your success work for this week is to come up with what's one little thing, one little step that you can take right now to head your business in the right direction, to get rid of that fear of doing something. The best way to do that is to do it. So what's one thing? It doesn't have to be a ton of things. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It can be a small thing, but that's your success work for this week, is come up with that one thing. And I want to hear how that goes and the experience that you had doing that one little thing, because it's really not so bad. So until next time, I want you to remember that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself. That too is a choice.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.